Do you want to know how amazing people connect? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag RussSelfie.
Like what you hear, please share.
Today's episode is sponsored by Liking Myself and Loving My Life by Nancy West. Pick up your copy today on Amazon or all online booksellers. And Mortgage First Corporation and Jamie Yaney of Salem, Oregon. For all your mortgage needs, call Mortgage First. Good morning, everybody, or whatever time of day it is where you are. So happy to have you on Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag Russ Selfie. We're so happy to see you all every week, Monday and Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. We are here ready and broadcasting live on Facebook and on YouTube. And we were broadcasting live on Twitter as well. And I think it's still up there. So you can check us out on Twitter as well. Just go up there, check out Russ Hedge, and you'll find us. Also, I put plenty of ads up every week, so you can always find the links there under my name, Russ Hedge. So glad to have you all with us today. Again, my name is Russ Hedge. I am a coach, motivational speaker. I'm an inspiration specialist. I am here to inspire and encourage you to live a life of purpose, to live the life you choose. As you know, I'm also the author of Befuddled, Live the Life You Choose. And that's an encouraging book you can pick up on Amazon or any online bookseller, or if you're in Oregon or Southwest Washington in local bookstores. And that is all about living with purpose and living the life you choose. So check that out. I'm so glad to be able to encourage you and help you out in any way that I can. I love to connect with people. And the easiest way to connect with me personally is to go to RussHedge.com. That's RussHedge.com. And I just love to chat with people. We can set up an automatic Zoom link by just going to RussHedge.com and connecting with me. So thank you so much again. That's enough about me. I am so excited about my guest today, Christine Gritman, who's with me today. And she is incredible on branding, on social media, especially Twitter. She's going to tell us all about that. In fact, let's just bring her on in here. How's it going, Christine?
Hi. Hi, Russ. Nice to meet you. Well, I've met you before. Nice to be on with you again.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, I love your energy. You're always so full of energy. And no matter what life brings, you're always happy and positive. So thank you for that.
Thanks. I try.
So today, I am so excited. You've got a busy day ahead, but people probably already know who you are if they're on Twitter or on social media. But in case they don't, let's give everybody a little snapshot of Christine and what's going on in your life.
Sure. So I'm Christine Gritman, and I do a couple things. I help small business owners make social media less mysterious, and I also help professionals of all sorts rock out their personal brand on social media. And two of the ways that I try to kind of really spread that message are with my Twitter chat on Tuesdays, Chat About Brand, and my Facebook Live show on Fridays, Let's Talk About Brand. Oh, my mug is full of coffee stains this morning.
You've been drinking.
Well, it splashes on its way up to my studio, but yes. So Let's Talk About Brand is my Friday interview show where I talk to experts on specific elements of branding.
Well, that is incredible. You know, I love the whole thing of personal branding, because I've always been a huge fan of you are your business.
Yeah.
You need to brand yourself. You need to get yourself out there, because people, we all know it, they do business with people they know, like, and trust. And
absolutely,
how can they do business with you if they don't know you or like you, right?
In fact, I was really honored to have Bob Berg himself on my show a few months back, who is the one who originated that quote about how all things being equal, people will do business with people who they know, like, and trust.
Yeah, that is awesome. Well, you have some incredible guests, and you also work with some great people. You and Madeline Sklar together are kind of the queens of Twitter these days. And so, and today you even have something that you co-host with her.
Yes. So Madeline Sklar is a Twitter expert and the host of the long-running Twitter Smarter Chat on Thursday afternoons. And just a couple months ago, she introduced an audio first kind of after chat for the Twitter Smarter chat. It started out on Clubhouse at 5 p.m. Eastern time on Thursdays, and now it has moved over to Twitter Spaces, which is a much more logical home for it. It's 5 p.m. Eastern time on Thursdays, and it centers around Madeline's Twitter Smarter chat. We have her guest on there with us, but I am the co-host because I love interviewing people. So definitely join us for that. I feel like I keep my Fridays very chill. Kind of one of the only things I really do work-wise on Fridays is my show. So that Thursday 5 to 6 p.m. Chat in Spaces is kind of my cool down for the week in a lot of ways. And it's audio only, so I don't have to have like the makeup. I'm usually just like chilling in my bed with like the heating pad on my back. So it's almost like a mini massage. I've got like a candle. I have my iced coffee with me. It's my cool down for the week. But I also learn something. It's just a really great way to kind of close out my Thursday and get ready for a Friday that's kind of fun.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing that I love about this, about meeting wonderful people like you, about getting to know you, about becoming friends with people that know way more than I do, and just really getting some great wisdom and knowledge. And just really, I mean, I've been blessed. And then you've also been on Scott's and my show, The Experience, live. And we just have incredible, incredible guests. And, you know, that's one thing. Not only do you learn, do you connect and get to meet these people and become friends with them, but also you learn so much from others. And I just think that's such a blessing.
People have been my biggest game changer. Finding the right people to learn from, finding the right people to connect with personally and professionally, who not only am I going to learn something from, but who are also going to have my back and support me. It's been incredible. I've spent years building relationships, of course. And it hasn't always been, you know, like, oh, this person's going to be useful. Obviously, you need to build relationships at all levels, just because it's someone who brings value to your life in some way, even if they can't, you know, clearly help you out in any way. But in the past 6 months or so, in particular, I've actually been seeing opportunities come from some of these relationships that have been built genuinely. Right. And I think that's really the key. I think someone can tell if you're trying to kind of kiss up to them as a stepping stone or whatever. Right. And if you are building genuinely just because you think what someone's doing is great, then it pays off in a very different kind of way.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. You know, it's interesting because I am all about connection, as you know, and mm-hmm. I love people. And that every time I get on and connect with people, I just love to hear about them. You and I got together and you just told me all about what you're doing. And we talked about what I was doing. That's what I want to do, because I agree. People are looking for authentic, genuine relationships. They want people that they can do life with. And however that works out, it always comes back to bless you. You don't need to be wanting things for people when you have a good heart and you're looking for unconditional relationships. People are always going to be there to bless you. When I started my business, I had so many blessings in this past year from people all over the world helping me with everything that I'm doing, just because we had built a relationship and they wanted and were invested in what I was doing. And I think that's so important.
Absolutely. Never discount the power of people kind of putting positive energy your way into the world and of people believing in you, because that, I think, is the best thing you can possibly have. But the thing is, you don't only want yes people. It's also been incredibly useful to have people in my life who are able to say, okay, so I'm going to be honest with you. Here's something I'm seeing that really I feel like is holding you back. Or here's an opportunity I see for you that you're not taking, and I'm curious as to why. I think that has been also incredibly, incredibly helpful. And I feel like, weirdly, like the further along I get, the more of those conversations I'm having, simply because the people who are maybe a little further along than I am see something. They see when I'm at that plateau and can get to the next level. And they've been there themselves before. And they want to use what they've learned to help me out. And that's been just incredible. The fact that people who I look up to are invested in my success and want to see me do well. It's just incredible. So yeah, so it is wonderful to have support, but it's also really wonderful to have people in your life that you can learn from.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's true of true relationships. You want people that are actually going to speak into your life. I love it when people say, yeah, you know, we should talk about this because love you, you're doing great stuff, but this is a couple of things you should look at. You really want real honest input.
Because yeah. And you don't have to take all of it. I mean, I can think of one big piece of advice in general that someone gave to me recently that I'm just like, that's not really for me, though. That's not really how I'm building my brand. But the fact is, it means so much that at least that's coming to me with a pure heart, with best intentions. And it's up to me to filter out what I do and don't use. But regardless, I take in the positive intentions. Right. I take in the lesson from it. Anything that my brain immediately kind of rejects, I try to let in and kind of take it apart and see and tinker and see if there's something in there that I can work with. It's just so important to be open to that. And the more lovingly it comes in, the more it's able to kind of get through.
Yeah. And you have definitely, I mean, you have added value to me in the time we've known each other. Aww. I have learned so much from you about the things you're doing. And I just really love to see people that are being successful because they really are working from their heart and have a real similar mindset to what I'm doing. And I, like you said, I mean, I just love honest, good friendships. Yeah. When I wrote my book, I became friends with my editor out of the Bay Area. And when she originally started editing the book, she was really nice and said, I like what you're doing and this. Hey, one quick suggestion. Once she learned that I could take the constructive criticism, then it got to be a couple more. And she's like, yeah, we really need to change this. But I love that because if people are always just patting you on the back and saying, oh, everything you're doing is awesome, but everything we're not doing is awesome. Everything we're doing, some of it needs tweaking and improvement, and that's just life.
And it so also points to the value of having those long-term relationships, because there's some people who are coming immediately to mind who have seen me when I was just getting started. Right. And so, first of all, me seeing their trajectory over the past several years, but also they've seen mine, and it just gives so much context. You know, it's just incredible when those things. Yeah, I can think of several people I know who, when I first started to get to know them, they were really just coming up, and now they're like in the stratosphere. But it's amazing because they're so happy to share how they got there and how they could see me getting there too. But also they've seen my journey and they're like, I like the direction you're going in. I like how you changed this. But they're also saying, I think that if you change that, knowing me and having context for me and what I've always been about, it just means so much more. And it's great because we don't have a relationship that started out as being like that. You know, it started out as like friends having drinks or whatever at like conferences, but now it can move to that level where we can be really, where we can just have those talks. And another thing that I want to point out, you mentioned success and being successful. Another thing that has been an amazing eye-opener is that, you know, we have to look at how we define success, because there's kind of a few different things. There's being known and respected and having your name come up on the right lists, which is huge. That's really cool. There's financial success where you have that stability. You know, it's kind of important to realize that the people you see who are very visible aren't necessarily like rolling in the dough. Like that's a whole separate element of business to build up. And then there's people who are doing really successfully financially in business and they have all their clients and all that, but you don't necessarily see them out and about as much. And it's important to understand those two things are not necessarily happening at the same time. And it's been fascinating because I've gotten close to people who I see out there and they're speaking on the big stages and their name is on all the lists, but they're not necessarily profiting as much as you would think from that. Right. It's really fascinating to kind of have that awareness and to realize that not everything you see is as it appears. I'll tell you straight up right now, I could use some more money. But the fact is, you know, by building my brand and by being out there and doing the work,
right,
by doing the work to become better at what I do, legitimately better, and by doing the work to become more visible at the same time,
right,
the money follows if you structure it right. And I have some friends who are behind the scenes trying like hell to help me put that money part of my business together. They're like, you've got the branding, you've got the becoming known. Here's some stuff I think you're overlooking that can, because you deserve to be rich.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I'm like, I love you for wanting to make me money. Tell me more. But some of these people who I've looked up to for years, they have a lot less money than I would have thought they did. And it's important to really kind of learn where the nuances are and how we define success. Because I do think it's certainly a form of success that now people are looking to me for my thoughts and my, you know, insights on the things that I have chosen and dedicated myself to becoming an expert on. And it's really nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, definitely success in my eyes is significance and purpose when
I
you
like
are
that.
And making
All
a
right,
difference in people's lives. Yeah. I mean, let's move forward. Let's make a difference because the money does follow. And I think that you are so right. When you're doing the right things and you're working with the right people and you have the right attitude and the right heart, it all comes around and you are blessed in the long run. And so, I am totally a fan of that, of being successful in the right way. But yes, we can all make more money. And that's a good thing because then we can help and bless other people. That's what I love most about it.
That's become an active part of my future goal because I have said my business was born of a tremendous love for the tiny mom and pop businesses, like in my community. And over time, I came to realize if I want to make money, I have to expand who I help and I have to be able to help businesses that have more money. But this past year in particular, especially with the pandemic, I realized that I really ultimately want to get to a point where I'm making enough money that I can afford to not only do some volunteer stuff, but also come up with a like dramatically lower price tier for some clients. Because there's definitely businesses that I've spoken to who I want to help, but I need to realistically look at how much my time is worth, how much my expertise is worth, and how much I need to profit from it. Though I will say last spring, I offered free help to businesses that were members of two chambers I'm a part of. I have a small town right here that I live in, and I offered completely free help to any business that wanted it in terms of how to get them online. Because a lot of them were very in-person businesses. They didn't have like online shopping. You couldn't buy an online gift card. All of that stuff. That's not my specialty. I don't specialize in e-commerce, but I knew enough. I understood and was unintimidated by enough of the basics to be able to help them set that stuff up and spread the word about it on social media. And it felt so good to be able to just be like, I am doing this because I want to.
Right.
And because I live in this community and I want those businesses to thrive. And so it really has changed the way I'm looking at my business going forward. And around that same time, some of my wonderful friends tossed some clients at me that were bigger than I would have looked at.
Right.
They were bigger than I would have considered, partially because of imposter syndrome and thinking, well, I can't help them. But, you know, also because it just wasn't where my head was at. And then I started to realize, you know what, if I work with some of those bigger guys in a way that still feels authentic to me and my values and what I do, it will enable me to help more of the little guys. So I'm working towards ways to kind of split that a little bit more in the future. because I've realized that it is incredibly fulfilling to be able to help people who can't afford me.
Yeah, no, that is a great, great goal. And being able to just help people is such a blessing. And it always comes back, makes you feel great. And I know that you're going to do more of that because you are doing incredible, great things. But believe it or not, we are wrapping up our time already.
No.
And people are going to say, oh my goodness, I need to know more about Christine. How do I get in touch with her? Give us your contact information.
Well, super hard to find. No, just kidding. Christine Gritman. I'm the only Christine Gritman. It's grit like gritty, mun like Monday. So you can find me C Gritman on Twitter and on Instagram, Christine Gritman Inc. on Facebook, Christine Gritman and Christine Gritman Inc. on LinkedIn, Christine Gritman Inc. on YouTube. I think that's about it. Don't find me on TikTok. It's just like my kids doing puzzles. But the best ways to find me are on Tuesday, my Twitter chat at noon Eastern is Chat About Brand. Fridays, again, noon Eastern is my live interview show, Let's Talk About Brand, which airs on Facebook and Twitter. So yeah, find me there, but I'm around all the time. Just look up Christine Gritman, you'll find me.
That's so awesome.
Gritman.com. I always forget the website. Gritman.com.
There you go.
ChristineGritman.com is too darn long.
There you go. Well, I'm going to make sure and link to all that stuff in the show notes. I appreciate you so much as always.
Thank you, Russ.
Yeah, what great energy and what a great start to my day. I appreciate you so much. So
I had a rough start to my day. I woke up in a terrible mood, just feeling exhausted. And this has brought me back. When I have to like hop on and be Christine Gritman, it brings me back to me. So I'm going to take this energy with me for the whole rest of the day. And I thank you for that gift, Russ.
You bet. Thank you. So listen, I'm going to send you out and hang tight. I'll be with you in just a moment. Hey, thank you so much, everybody. I appreciate you so much for watching today. Whether you're watching this live or on replay, please make sure and share this with your friends. If you're watching on replay, put hashtag replay, make comments and just share this again with your friends and your community so that they can be blessed by Christine and all the great things she's doing. We will link to her information in the show notes. I appreciate you all so much for watching today. And until we meet again, have a great day and a great life. See you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag RussSelfie. Be sure to subscribe in your favorite podcast app so that you don't miss a single episode. Have an amazing day.